oak wilt is a vascular wilt disease of oaks. It is basically a disease that clogs up the water-conducting tissues of oaks, and it tends to be more severe in the red oak group. This would include northern red oak, northern pin oak, and then black oak, which are all native red oaks to Wisconsin. It tends to be less severe in white oaks and in bur oaks, although they can still get the disease, the white oak group members, but they tend not to be as affected by it if they do get it. Oak wilt was first discovered in Wisconsin in 1941. It was first described at that point in time, but there are records that date back to 1912 that show it may have been present in Wisconsin. What's sort of new right now about oak wilt is how it is spreading into northern Wisconsin. Much of the southern two-thirds of the state do have detections of this fatal oak disease, but many areas in the north, northern two-thirds, don't yet have oak wilt. So there's a lot of red oak stands that are yet to be infected by this disease. The reason the disease is important is because in the case of red oaks, this disease will kill them within, 3 to 6 weeks of symptom onset. So once they get infected, it's basically a death sentence for a red oak, and there's just no reversing that disease course. The other reason it's really important is because there's a lot landowners can do to prevent oak wilt, and it really comes down to being aware of where firewood comes from, not bringing in infectious firewood, wood that's been diseased by oak wilt, and then number two is to not injure their oaks by cutting oaks or pruning oaks during the risky period when oak wilt tends to spread through the landscape. And that time frame is April 15th through July 15th in the north, and April through July 15th in the south, so the southern two-thirds of the state for the most part. This has to do with the temperature and how fast it warms up. The way oak wilt spreads to new locations is by way of sap-feeding beetles that carry spores of the disease. A sap-feeding beetle will visit a tree that died of oak wilt either that fall or that spring. And after a tree dies of oak wilt, either in the fall or the spring, it produces basically spore mats that form on the outside of the wood and inside of the bark. And these spore mats push up the bark, creating a crack in it. Beetles are able to access this crack in the bark and visit the spore mat, which has kind of a fruity odor that the beetles are attracted to. After they visit this mat, they can then, in turn, smell any injured oaks that might be in the vicinity within a quarter mile to a half a mile away. Any oaks that were cut through a pruning wound, or if they were cut down completely and you have a stump that has some sap coming out of it, that also has kind of a smell that attracts these beetles. When they go off and try to visit this wounded oak or this cut stump, they can deposit spores onto it inadvertently and create a new infection. So once oak wilt gets to a new location, if, say, a red oak is growing within anywhere from, 0 to up to about 80 feet of another red oak, it could potentially spread the disease through a communal root network or a root graft from red oak to red oak. So new infections spread longer distance above ground as beetles carry spores from the spore mat that form on dead trees to newly injured trees. But then once a newly infected tree occurs, then the disease can spread below ground. But again, if landowners can, not injure their trees during that risky period, they can go a long way to prevent oak wilt infection. And so that's why we think this disease is important. It's developing in the north. It can have a significant impact in forests in terms of productivity and wildlife values that can be reduced. But there's also some really good prevention and fairly simple prevention measures that can be taken around it to prevent this from happening.
And describe what those are.
So the first thing that we want landowners to know is to avoid pruning, injuring, or cutting oaks, especially red oaks, between, April 1st and July 15th, if they're in the southern two-thirds of the state. But those dates for the northern third of the state would be April 15th to July 15th. That would be the big thing. If landowners could avoid that time frame for any injury of oaks, that would go a long way to prevent new infections. Now, if there is, for example, a windstorm and a couple of branches break on the tree and they could be accessed by a tree service or by the landowner who could use a pole saw to reach that injury, what we would ask them to do or recommend that they do is to spray the wound with a pruning sealant or which is a type of basically paint that gets sprayed on, like in a spray can, to the injury. And what that does is that prevents the beetles from being able to visit the wound. It provides kind of a barrier, and it won't allow one of those spores to basically germinate on the wound. So if it happens that you have to injure a tree because there's some kind of construction that has to go on, or a branch actually accidentally broke and it needs to be cut down to the stem, then applying a pruning sealant to that injury, to that surface of the wound, can help prevent a new infection from happening. That pruning sealant would be only effective really in the first 48 hours, and the faster you can apply it to a fresh wound, the better off you are, because these beetles can be active within just 15 minutes and visit a new wound within 15 minutes of it being created. They're pretty fast. So that would be the big thing. Avoid injury, but if it happens because a construction project must go on, or if there was some accidental injury, that they then apply one of these pruning sealants. And pruning sealant can be purchased at a local hardware store. They should probably carry it typically. Now, in the case that a landowner has a tree that died from oak wilt, again, in the fall of that year or the following spring, this oak is likely to produce infectious spore mats on the wood. And these spore mats, are attractive to beetles because they have kind of a fruity smell. So what you would want to do is take any wood from that diseased tree, and by about the end of September, you'd want to have that tree cut down anywhere from September, the end of September, but before April, have that tree cut down, split it up into firewood, and then cover it with a fairly thick plastic down to the ground level. Essentially, what you're trying to do is you're recognizing that that wood is going to produce spore mats. It's going to attract beetles. But to prevent those beetles from entering onto the spore mats and then picking up spores and spreading them throughout the landscape, putting plastic and sealing it down to the ground level to the best that you can, kind of burying it in, prevents them from visiting those mats so they can never get there. So in the case of, firewood, you basically want to keep the firewood covered for about a year after the tree died from oak wilt. After a year passes and the wood's been covered, it's perfectly fine to use as firewood, and it can be moved around freely, although we still recommend that folks try to keep wood fairly local within kind of a 15-mile radius or even closer to where they're going to burn it. The other thing landowners can do is really know about where firewood comes from. In trying to avoid bringing in firewood from long distances unless it's been certified through a DAPCAT program, in which case the wood would have been kiln dried and gone through some kind of sanitation measures. Other than that, knowing the source of your firewood and trying to keep it local can go a long way to prevent infected wood coming into a relatively uninfected area.